The scriptures say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Let us commence with hymn 173. 173. Jesus, before thy face I fall, my Lord, my life, my hope, my all. For I have nowhere else to flee, no sanctuary, Lord, but thee. Hymn 173.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Book of Psalms, Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, from house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, but while they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thy name. I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. that blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. But nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Let us pray. Dear most high, holy, eternal Lord God, ever gracious, ever wise, ever merciful, long-suffering, we come to worship thee this morning, and may we worship thee in spirit and truth, that with that broken heart, those longing desires in the way of true godly sorrow for sin, confessing our sins, but Lord, in that life of faith in the soul, looking unto our great high priest, the captain of our salvation, we do us with the Holy Ghost to be in our midst. And we pray that the word may be blessed. It is thy word, Lord. It's not what the minister brought. It's thy word. And we look to thee in it. And may we find thee in it, in our own soul and our own pathway. O Lord, we do thank thee for the occasion of worshipping in thy house. Thou art good. We acknowledge it. And it's a privilege. Many of thy people through the lands of the earth, Lord, are hindered, and some have nowhere to worship. But Lord, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It's thee that we need. Oh, may we be in the Spirit this day. We've no command, all of grace, all of mercy, all of favour. And Lord, we have to come then, when we think of that word favour, and fall down, ashamed at ourselves, but praising thee for thy great goodness. So we do come this day, aware of our sinnership, but we encouraged out of thy word, this man receiveth sinners, but sorrowing sinners, broken-hearted sinners, and eateth with them. It gives them the bread of life, himself feeding on their thanksgiving and their praise, and are pleased to appear for them in their supplications. Oh, give us that right understanding of worship as we read thy word and go to prayer. Lord, only thou canst bless the word. We have no power nor might in this matter. And so we look to thee alone. Let there be that singleness of eye, looking unto Jesus. Lord, it's a blessed statement. That is what the apostle wrote to the Hebrews. And what a blessing to be doing so. Oh Lord, it will end with the favour of God. to behold and know thine only begotten Son, Jesus, the sacrifice for our sins. Thou knowest all things, Lord. As Peter said to the Son of God, and to thee, Lord Jesus, Lord, thou knowest all things, all things. It covers everything, but there in the depth of the heart was grace. But thou knowest all things, despite Peter's infirmities and our infirmities, and our many shortcomings and wanderings. Lord, it is a mercy to be able to say, thou knowest that I love thee. And we have every reason to, Lord, every reason to, for thou art good. And may Jesus be exalted, O God of heaven. And may we have been able to worship the Lamb of God in thee, O Holy Father. We make our prayer and supplication unto God, but pleading and bringing forth the grace and glory of his only begotten Son, thy only begotten Son, in whom we hope, with none else. So do help us to humble ourselves before the Son of God and before the eye of God. And by the Holy Ghost around us, and pray to be in us, working unto eternal life. O Lord, do establish us in the truth, in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we get older. Grant there will be the one thing desired, take away this world from our eyes and heart, but may we see its vanity. May grace open our eyes to its complete vanity. But amidst the many days of business and trials and difficulties and responsibilities and the paths of life, oh, that thou wouldest be the one we resort to continually. Lord, and thou art on that throne of grace. It is a great mercy. Lord, there is a judgment seat, but he reigns in the gospel day on the throne of grace. And as the apostle said, let us therefore come boldly. Lord, how can we come but boldly? Black, filthy, unclean, wandering, ashamed, may we come. Lord, that fountain ever flows for sin and uncleanness. And may we be found among those who go to this fountain, this river of the gospel, this river of the Son of God, is the tree in the midst, the apple tree, the glorious tree in the midst, the tree of life. So do bless us as we gather now. And thou knowest how each of us meet. We do pray for those who are unwell at this time with the COVID. Pray for those healing mercies. We thank you for that measure of restoring mercies to our friend with us this morning. And do grant him healing mercies in his loved one. And also a son and daughter-in-law. And whoever might not be unwell. Lord, we think of those away at this time, taking break. Oh Lord, we understand we need it ourselves. Do bless them where they are and help them in all their pathway. And oh Lord, we ask that we may be kept near thee and upon thee. So remember thy people here. Bless the minister of the word. Strengthen thy servants to come with the gospel. And help them. And may there be fruit to follow the preaching of the word. To remember thy servant at Blackboys today in Pickhill, in his great age, comfort him, help him, bless the word, strengthen him and his loved one. And Lord, we pray that safe return home and for him, and all thy servants labouring on the walls of Zion in travelling. Dear Lord, you remember our churches. We pray for our denomination. We pray for the editors of our denominational magazines, the secretaries of our charitable societies. They will bless them in their labours continually. And do raise up in our churches a preacher called by thee, anointed from on high. Dear Lord, you remember thy one spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The mission is where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Men in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide. Gracious God, remember all those in affliction, pain and suffering. Grant strength, grant help. According to thy grace and will, grant healing, and do restore to them the joy of their salvation, and bless their bodies in preparation before death and their never dying souls. Lord, we need to be completely ready, not trusting in the flesh. The flesh must come down and will come down. But Lord, our soul, our never-dying soul. May we be brought to long for thee. And Lord, do answer the prayers, those near the journey's end, as they're crying and looking to thee. And those in that pathway of death now. And do we pray for Lord, all in bereavement and sorrow and loss and loneliness, and those in trouble, soul trouble, pathway trouble, and all those many afflictions that abound, there are the common ailments. May they be sanctified to us, even those with the deeper afflictions, the long term, long-standing, grant support, grant help, and may we know that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Comfort all that mourn, and O Lord, we pray for us in the nation. Have mercy on England at this solemn time. An election is pending quickly now. Oh, do raise up a right government. Lord, thou reignest. Whatever takes place, help us to fall into thy hand. I know it is thy will. But thy people are crying out, do best for England, do best for Britain. Oh, Lord, we have forsaken thy word in the nation. All serve their own. Well, what a state we've come into in this nation. But, oh Lord, the gospel is neglected. It is turned aside. But man serves himself and the pleasures of this life, his own reputation. Oh, do raise up those once more who will go forth out of the Zion to sound the alarm, declare the whole counsel of God, and blow the gospel trumpet under the power and blessing of the Holy Ghost. Bless all those that fear thy name in this earth, those that know thee. O Lord, we think of the poverty, the distress, the wars in the earth. surely thy people might be found among them. We think of Ukraine, the various conflicts in Africa and other parts. Lord, and the delicate situation in the Near East. O Lord, O undertake and grant peace, a lasting peace. O Lord, may we not have headstrong leaders. Lord, remember the nations in the West. Send forth thy gospel once more. And we ask these blessings then upon the land and upon our souls. We must and would thank thee for all thy mercies. Thou art far better to us than our sins deserve. Remember one in the Bethesda home at this time. Be with her in a lonely pathway and in her sad affliction. So we pray for each. Remember the young people, the children growing up, those going forth in life. O Lord, bless the Sunday school here. Bless the labours of the teachers. Let there be a seed to serve thee here, a generation to call thee blessed. May thy fear be put into their hearts, while young, while tender. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, spiritual wisdom, salvation, made wise unto salvation. We pray thy work to go on in Zion, and bless this house, and all the courses of land, up and down through the earth. Now, Lord, that worthy of our praise. O Lord, do forgive us all our sins. Mountains of sin, followed by mountains of guilt. Lord, and then terrible it was, mountains of condemnation. Or may we hear thy voice. Draw us away from our temptations. Draw us away from this earth. Draw us away from this world and set our affections on the glorious Son of God. And may there be many here who know that he loved them and redeemed them from a just death. So, Lord, we ask these blessings on us now, and we would thank you for daily mercies, abundance of supply, helps by the way, answers to prayer. O Lord, and those gospel mercies. We have a throne of grace. May we live there. The doors of Zion open. It's a great favour. And we have the precious blood of our great high priest for our sin. Ah, Lord, had I not thy blood to plead, the sight would sink me to despair. What a mercy to be led to the Saviour, to know his cord in measure, however great or ever small, and to be found to be trusting in him and looking to him for salvation. So remember thy people in through the earth, and all those, Lord, who fear thy name. Now, Lord, bless the singer of thy worthy praise. What work we for? Hope is in thee. Oh, bless thy word this day. Holy Spirit, come. Let be dew in our midst and upon our hearts and upon the word. Lord Jesus, be exalted in our lives, hearts, and affections. Great God of heaven, we ask salvation, mercy, eternal life, forgiveness, in the glorious person whom thou hast provided for us, Jesus, thine only begotten Son. Lord, and we ask in his name and for his sake that which we deserve not, our soul salvation, thy blessing now and thy presence in our midst. We plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 261. 261. It is the Lord, enthroned in light, whose claims are all divine, who has an undisputed right to govern me and mine. Hymn 261.
Just a short word in prayer. Gracious God, remember the deacon at home this time after the accident. Lord, do visit his soul. Comfort him this day. Lord, in his lonely pathway, his tried pathway, Lord, and do grant him in due time healing, restoring mercies, and grant that these afflictions may work for his good and for our good. O Lord, we cannot pass by affliction in Zion. We need to pray. So give us that spirit of prayer for those in trouble. We thank that it wasn't worse, but pray now for healing mercies and bless him in his soul. We ask in the worthy name of Jesus, and that thou art able to do so. We plead in for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. In complete dependence upon the Lord, I'll draw your attention to the psalm we read, Psalm 31 and verse 1. Psalm 31 and verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Psalm 31, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed, but deliver me in thy righteousness. I'm going to say this is a wonderful psalm, but As the word is made a blessing to you, it becomes wonderful. And it is a good psalm. David is in trouble of some form. But where's he looking? Where's he looking? Friends, where are we looking in times of tribulation? And he begins the psalm in that sense of a prayer. It's a prayer of faith. And he concludes it in praise as well, and thanksgiving. But he's in trouble. But he makes a statement in the middle, which is perhaps well known to many of us. My times are in thy hand. O for grace be an exercise, and to comfort us. Times are in his hand, every moment. You know, not a sparrow can fall to the ground without your Lord knoweth. But, you know, natural reason would poo-poo that. But it's God's word. But when you realise he looketh upon you, then becomes very precious. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That means every part of your life, every part of your life, every step, every moment that God knows about you. Well, dear David, he expresses he's got enemies. Now, you may not have outward enemies, but have you got an enemy of soul? Have you got an adversary? A cruel adversary? And he's the devil, who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He'll devour your hope. He'll devour your trust if he can. He'll rob you of your blessings. He'll devour them. Dear friends, may we be given this faith of David. It's personal. He doesn't speak to others, although he's speaking to us in the psalm. He's speaking to the Lord, telling him, in thee do I put my trust. And have you been speaking to the Lord of late, having to trust in him? But here David says, here, in thee, O Lord, that's where my trust is. Do I put my trust? Not in circumstances, not in earthly scenes, not in outward blessings, but in the word of God. And the glory of the word of God is Christ, the Lamb of God. That's where our trust is. It's true, we can trust in a word. If the Lord speaks, you'll have an exercise to be trusting in it and waiting upon it. Mercy when he does speak. And he speaks in many ways to his people. He tells them, if you seek, you shall find. It's an encouragement, isn't it? And a soul exercised is a prayerful seeking that the Lord would bless him and that would favour him. He would answer his prayers. But David was a tried man. He was a sinner as well. He made mistakes. But a man after God's own heart, raised up by God for the glorious title of Jesus had as the King of David. Oh, may we recognise this blessing, the Son of God's manhood, the Son of God's manhood, acknowledge it. That gives a tried sinner hope, gives him hope in his sorrows, in his cares, and strengthens his faith. Well, here David is. Can we say this morning? We think of Peter. When many walked back and walked no more with Christ, the Lord spoke the word. He brought out a blessing in Peter there, a statement, and a statement of faith. Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I trust thee. I love thee, I should have said. Thou knowest I love thee. And that brings me to the point that this trust is through love. It's through grace. It's the gift of God. You know, the Lord blesses his people in love to them. If you're favoured in your soul to trust in him and believe in him, it's because he's drawing you. Drawing you through all the thorns of this life to him alone. In the O Lord. Now David says, do I put my trust? Oh, may we be found here this morning. Whatever circumstances we're in, God is able to deliver. God is able to heal. God is able to restore. But dear friends, he gives submission to his will. In this word, there must be divine teaching. In that being brought to trust in him, we have to fall down with him, before him, with little or nothing. And, but what a mercy if you are. May we be with David as we go about our days, all our life, the remainder of our days. This is since the day we were called. You know, this is the pathway of the saint. He's communing with God. He's speaking to the Lord God. And he's finding him precious. There are many things we can trust in the Lord, isn't there? There's that personal trust, that personal knowledge. But dear friends, he speaks through his word. Speaks through his word. Another psalmist says, or David again, I think, trust in him at all times. It's easy to quote scripture, isn't it? But sometimes, you know, it's not easy. But there's only one way. Only one way for a child of God. Oh, is it heavy news? Is it sad news? of your anxiety, of your worry. May you be looking to the Lord to undertake for you. He has promised to regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer. Are you a sinner? Friend, who deserves to trust among us this morning? Not one of us. It's a grace given. But may that grace be given us. The sinners to look to the Lamb of God and to have their sins forgiven. Have a touch from Calvary, his precious blood, his dying love, his glorious power exalted. He's an ever-present help in trouble, isn't he? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh, what a mercy to be able to pray this to the Lord himself. And the Lord knows it's true. You've got nowhere else to go. In thee, O Lord, my Lord, my God, my Saviour, my Redeemer, the friend of publicans and sinners. You know, the Lord Jesus spoke encouragingly to those that sought him. Very encouragingly. He says that they will find. You may be in the dark. You may have been waiting many years. But only the Lord can bring it to pass. Only he can bless you. And that trial of faith will cause you to trust entirely upon him, to answer your poor prayers, and also to forgive us our sins. We want to know, dear friends, tokens. The Lord is with us, but also we know tokens that he's put away our sins through his dying sacrifice. That's a very serious point. He's blotted out our transgressions for his own name's sake, for his glory's sake. That he's put away our sins. You know, perhaps you fear that the Lord will be with you in the pathway, but you want your sins forgiven. Only then, and by whom they're forgiven, and favour to know whom they're forgiven, and by whom they're forgiven, then can you rest in him and trust in him. He'll bring you through. Well, may we be found with David. There are no circumstances, all circumstances are covered here. Look at the varied life that David had. He was anointed king, was hunted by Saul, and he fought Goliath, and he took hold of the bear and the lion. He was given help to do that, you know. He might have been a valiant man, but it wasn't natural. No man can stand before a raging lion, except he's got a gun, which they didn't have in those days. And the paw of the bear, the hug of the bear, the capture of the bear. Dear friends, Satan is a lion, and he raises up lions in our pathway. And he's a bear. He captures and won't let you go and give you that death hug around your soul. The paw of the bear and the mouth of the lion. And David was saved from this. Be encouraged. Has he helped you? Has he saved you in measure? Be encouraged. Trust him. David trusts him. He's in trouble still. He trusts the Lord to get him through the trouble, the tribulation, the affliction. But David is weak. He has no power to deliver himself. Friends, how can you get out of affliction? How can you get out of someone hating you? Only the Lord, yes, cry to him. I cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. Dear friend, there's no way out for the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God in your pathway, in all your sorrows and cares, to answer your prayers. And I said just now, David was a sinner. When he was caught out on those two great occasions, there may have been other occasions I do not know, but those two great occasions that are well known, where did he go? Where did he go? To the Lord. And in your trouble, in your sorrow, where will you go? And even under God's judgment. You know, the Lord loveth them whom he correcteth. Be thankful for God's correction. It's not easy, is it? It's right for me to say that. But I believe I've lived to see in many things I'm thankful. Thankful. But the question is, what's it done for me? Has it brought me nearer? Is that your soul's desire? To be brought nearer to the Lamb of God? To live upon Jesus every day? Oh, dear friends, there's nothing like it. But it's by faith. It's through tribulation. And it's by living upon him and searching the scriptures. We have to turn to many lawful things, and it irritates me sometimes. We have to turn to many lawful things when you long to be reading the word. When you go to the word, you're feeling very tired and so forth. You know, but the Lord knows the longing. Lord, it's my soul to live upon him. It's my soul to live upon him. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of his busy days, in the midst of sorrow, or to trust in him. Or is it a pathway of loneliness? You know, you may have loved ones all around you, but you want the Lord. It's a lonely pathway without the Lord if you're needing him. Needing him. If your soul is in trouble, and David was in trouble, you know, I'm forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. It's a fearful thing, completely forgotten on this earth. I'm like a broken vessel, no good, no use whatsoever. Dear friends, and I believe the Lord will have broken vessels in Zion to trust in him. But here he pleads for mercy. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. You know, it's true, isn't it? God's people are not often, I don't want to be gloomy here, they're often in trial and not often away from trouble, worry, anxiety. But oh, to see the Lord's hand in it, that's the point. Oh, to have the Lord with you in it, to lead you unto himself. And mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. I thought of Psalm 38 to read as well, but it would make a longer reading. When David was afflicted. Well, in thee, O Lord, the Son of God, God the Father, yes, but through the Son of God. Our God is a consuming fire. He cannot be approached but through his beloved begotten Son, his only begotten Son. Oh, to know the Lord Jesus Christ in this gospel day, in your life and in your heart, drawing you, comforting you with his word. Dear friends, you long to know him more. Friend, we all long for that who have a little hope in him, a little hope in him. We all long for that. All to, but to know him, whom to know is life eternal. But this is a walk of faith. It's having to trust, perhaps the Lord's hidden his face from you. Dear friends, oh, to trust that grace that you were given. Not in yourselves, but in Jesus that did appear. And maybe he's deserted you because of heart wandering and hiding his face, and there's a cloud over it. Oh, then to trust. Then to trust. Did Jesus once upon me shine? Then Jesus is forever mine. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. We often offer prayer to the Lord. Oh, that our prayer may be more in the language of the Word of God. That we may, it's not wrong to use God's Word, not in a legal way, but in soul need. It glorifies him. Go to him, pleading his word, his promise. And in thee, tell him personally, Jesus alone. And he is the glory of the Father. And he sends the Spirit. Do I put my trust now at this time? It must be already there. It was when he was anointed in Bethlehem. But there are times when he needed it more to experience. In thee do I put my trust. In thy dying love. In thy word. In my precious blood. Where else do we go, dear friends? In the Lamb exalted in heaven. A great high priest upon the throne, making intercession for the saints. Then he prays, let me never be ashamed. You see, enemies watch for us. They watch for our halting, to be brought to nothing. Ah, so would we have it, they say, to be brought to nothing. Let me never be ashamed. Well, dear friends, our sins, they fill us with horror if we're taught of the Lord. And not just outward sins, but forgetfulness of God, heart wandering. Oh, sometimes, dear friends, when we've got carried away with more earthly things, the Lord hides his face. Oh, let me not be ashamed of all my sins in heart wandering. All my guilt and shame. Dear friend, and he obviously knows what shame is. But as we abide under the gospel, as Christ is made precious to us, and the word grows in our heart, you won't be brought to shame. Daniel had to pray. You're praying, man, are you? Praying, woman? Daniel had to pray. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pardon. And so forth. And he was confessing for the nation. You know, they let me not be ashamed of my mistakes. Bring me to know the near salvation of the Spirit in my soul and my heart. Who let me never be, he says, never be ashamed. Now, in the future, it's an unknown way ahead, isn't it? And none of us know what lies ahead of us, what we might be tempted in. We need delivered, dear friends, from the devil, a tempter, a mighty foe. He'll bring you to ruin. Then he turns accuser. How we need to be kept in his tender fear. Yes. Let me never be ashamed of my sins and my wicked heart. Wash me in thy blood. Give me a hope in the word. And also, dear friends, of my hope, of my trust. Of my trust, of my hope. Let me never be ashamed of this trust I put in thee. David had that complete trust in him. And he was never brought to shame, apart to confess his sins under the Lord's judgment. But it is a wonderful thing. The Lord hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. You may have many trials, but you won't be ashamed at last, at the end of the journey. But David feels to need it. Let me never be ashamed. Never, in the unknown way ahead, be ashamed. Well, he was a tried man. He was a tried man. When they persecuted Christ, they said on the cross that he made the Lord his trust. He called God his Father. They didn't come down and deliver him. Oh, the dear Redeemer. Just consider what he endured. The reproach he endured. The sorrow he endured. Oh, to that gospel to reach our age, to reach our hearts, to touch our hearts and encourage us. Oh, let me never be ashamed of my trust in the Word. Well, Abraham was brought to it very difficultly, wasn't it? Very often. Very often. Oh, where was the promise? When was it going to be performed? And where will the Lord bless you? And will he perform a blessing on you? Let me never be ashamed. But Jacob was very tried. But David was very tried. Now, sin brings us to shame. Solomon was brought to be ashamed. He began to trust in himself. And dear friends, when we begin to trust in ourselves, then we will go wrong in our own confidence. That we cannot have a fleshly trust in God's word, in the Lord. Oh, that we might be trusting in him and never be ashamed of that hope, that trust in his word. Let me never be ashamed. Let me not make shipwreck. Lord, I've made mistakes. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Thou'st brought me back. Oh, let me never be ashamed again. Oh, blot out my sins and my transgressions when I come to die. Let me never be ashamed. And then he concludes this verse. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Now notice this. It's important. It's not just deliver me, but deliver me in thy righteousness. Thy goodness, thy rightness, thy holiness. And David wanted anew that righteousness of the Lamb of God, his heir in future generations. He looked to the saints looked to Jesus in name through the sacrifices. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Only Jesus' righteousness can deliver you from all your sins. Nothing else, as that grace is given to him to trust in the Lord our righteousness. And this is the church's so-called in Jeremiah. And this is the name wherewith he shall be called, the Lord, our righteousness, their righteousness, my righteousness. Here David sees holiness. He sees beauty. He is what he longs for, a Holy Spirit. I mean his own spirit to be holy, to be cleansed and washed. We mustn't make excuses. It's a wonderful thing to have the new nature in your heart. But we're all unrighteous. We discover our sinnership every day. But grace working the new man a new man in us that longs us to be delivered from all our sins in his righteousness. You know, deliver me in thy righteousness. Not David's righteousness, not David's righteous cause, but in thy righteousness. Dear friends, do you see a righteousness for the church wrought out in Calvary? What wrought out in the suffering, vicarious death of the Redeemer, now ascended on high? Deliver me in thy righteousness. That is the way of deliverance. It is the way to find the deliverance in your soul when the Lord shines in his love and in his grace, when he begins to speak mercy and peace to his dear people, and you're led to the fountain. Oh, dear friends, these are serious things. You know, right, it's right to believe him in the dark. Oh, don't you want to be led to Jesus, to know more of him, or to see that fountain open for your sin, my sin, to know him as your righteousness? How will you get to heaven except the righteousness of Christ is known in you, upon you? This is a life's work, friends. The life, and it's found in Christ. If you've been raised to hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him, you will find his righteousness precious through faith. The righteousness that is of God through faith, writes Paul. The righteousness of God, which is through faith. Faith given to receive it and to discover it. Oh, deliver me in thy righteousness. Not just an earthly deliverance out of trouble, but a gospel blessing. A gospel blessing. Oh, deliver me in thy righteousness. Now, he's looking to that righteousness which God bestows in union with his people, with his Lamb. One in Christ. What a mercy to know the Lord Jesus. May we realize in thankfulness and praise that we're under his righteousness. Do you walk under his righteousness? Oh, you say, I walk in a miserable way. I'm lonely, I'm sad, I'm full of sin and unbelief. What can deliver you? What can save you? The Lord's righteousness. And rest not short until you know that righteousness, which is known in his love, and in his care, and in his grace, and in his word. Maybe this last clause is a high clause. You may not be able to enter into it. Just want the Lord to speak to this sinner, the God-man Christ Jesus. He was called the righteous one, wasn't he? Surely, says Pilate, this man was a right when he died, or one of the centurion. Surely this was a righteous man when he died. He died in victory. Would expect him to be groaning forever, but an end came. It is finished. It is finished. And he gave up the ghost. Into thy hand I commend my spirit, said to his father. Therefore that righteousness flows through his word into our souls by the Spirit. Friend, there's no excuses here. We're sinners. I'm not trying to boost up the flesh. But we want the Lord our righteousness to be with us and bring us through. Now, a cleansing righteousness, a new heart given, the righteousness of Christ, not the righteousness of the law, but the righteousness of the gospel through the blood of the Lamb. Maybe you're looking for the wrong direction, looking to the law. You may be worrying that you're getting nowhere. Friends, you won't if you look for perfection in yourself, but you'll find it in Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very important point, this. It's hard to understand. Deliver me in thy righteousness. And David was a holy man, a man of God. Made holy, of course. He was a sinner as well. But it's the Lord's righteousness that will stand when we die. We've got to come to the end. Or is the Lord our righteousness? How can I stand before a holy Father full of righteousness except Jesus' righteousness be with me? Jesus be with me by gracious experience. How can any of us come to the end of our days without the Lord our righteousness being with us to bring us through? By faith received, not afraid to stand before the throne. The Lord's righteousness within you. The Lord said, did he not, about his kingdom? The kingdom of God is within you. There it is found. The Lord, our righteousness. He prays for deliverance from his sins, from his fears. Yes, it's admittedly, it's his enemies in great trial. But oh, deliver me in thy righteousness. Let me see thy hand in my deliverance. Let me see thy love in my deliverance. Let me hold thou right my hand, Lord. Please hold my right hand. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You long for it, the Lord our righteousness. Well, I will leave it now. Oh, that I could love and praise him more, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That's where righteousness was wrought, and the resurrection. And the whole scene, what we call the Easter weekend or Good Friday weekend, sin put away, a new life given, and Jesus risen as the Lord, the church's righteousness forever received by faith. Beloved friends, is it your righteousness? Seek it. You will find him. He knows what you long for. He looks down in your hearts. He knows how you are this morning, what you're looking for and wanting, and what you need. He is your first love. You have to return to him if you wandered. There'd be another comfort elsewhere, to Ephesus. Return to thy first love. Friend, and that love of Christ, that love of God in Christ, is better than wine. Can't be described. The Lord's gracious presence, the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, our captain, our salvation. Well, this is David's prayer in a time of trouble. And the oh Lord, you want the Lord to come. Well, he'll deliver you in his righteousness. Any other way, not your righteousness, you're still a sinner, in his righteousness that he makes known. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness.
God willing, Mr. Rosier will preach for us again this afternoon at 2:30, and there will be no Sunday school today. Mr. Roland Wheatley is engaged to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde next Lord's Day. and he hopes to address the Sunday school. Our closing hymn is number 927. 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend? Hymn 927.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.